The mid-80s were fertile times for the Los Angeles rock scene. Many vital figures from the punk-spurred underground were embracing folk and country sounds, tapping into the restless spirit and earnest emotions while learning from the disciplined songcraft. Two decades later, California Report pop music critic Steve Hockman says that broader perspective has served them well. He cites Danny and Dusty, John Doe, Peter Case, and Johnette Napolitano as having stayed consistently creative, and says new albums from each defy the expectations we usually have of midlife mediocrity from our pop stars.
Every time I go out for a bottle of wine, someone's bugging me about something from 1989. Why does everybody want to talk about the good old days?
A little more than 20 years ago, Dan Stewart and Steve Wynn of the L.A. bands Green on Red and the Dream Syndicate convened an assortment of friends and colleagues in a recording studio for a somewhat inebriated session of frayed country rock. It was something of a throwaway side project, but in their guises as Danny and Dusty, the pair inadvertently set a course that would not only spell unexpected longevity for their own creative lives, but for a whole community of musicians who were the heart and soul of L.A. independent rock in the mid-80s. Even more amazing is that when they recently revived the old guises with some of the same friends, they may have surpassed the spontaneous feel of the first one. Cast Iron Soul, the import-only album that kicks off with the song we just heard, The Good Old Days, in some ways sounds like the missing Traveling Wilburys album. Not just because of the obvious Bob Dylan influence, but for its casual smarts, sly humor, and open heart.
I've been staring at the sun for far too many years. I've come undone. It's all too clear. I'm the last of the only ones.
Perhaps no one in that community took to the Back to Roots direction more than Peter Case, who fronted the very electric band The Plimsolls. As a solo artist, though, he's returned to the folk blues troubadour approach of his early days, which he's chronicled in a new book. His latest album, Let Us Now Praise Sleepy John, is plenty testimony to the power and conviction, not to mention artistry, he still brings with just an acoustic guitar, a few simpatico friends, a keen sense of story with an eye for the underdogs, and an affectingly natural voice. Those strengths enrich a variety of folk traditions that wound their way from the British Isles, through the Appalachians and Delta, to the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles in such Case-written songs as Underneath the Stars.
Underneath the stars, city by the sea, headlights of the cars shine but no one sees. It's another world, just 5 feet away, look into her eyes.
John Doe has effectively straddled the line over the years with the art punk of the essential L.A. band X and the faux country billy side project, The Knitters. But it's arguably his solo efforts of recent times that have best integrated the two. That's certainly the case on his new A Year in the Wilderness, a character-filled narrative in which he's helped out by a cast including Dave Alvin, Amy Mann, and Jill Sobule. The album's range and reach are both impressive, as on the engaging song The Golden State, which is more about an emotional landscape than geography. The wild card in this deck might be Johnette Napolitano. Her band, Concrete Blonde, was part of a second wave after the others here emerged and never had the same kind of roots element the rest had. But she earned a place in the 80s elite on the strength of distinctive artistry and a forceful presence, both of which remain very much at the fore with her new solo album, Scarred, displaying her talents as a writer, performer, and interpreter with dynamic versions of Coldplay's The Scientist and The Velvet Underground's All Tomorrow's Parties. Her own amazing makes the strongest statement that the passage of years does not have to lead to complacency.
Amazing, you're amazing, and I am only okay, but you are amazing, you're amazing,
20 years ago, it was common to see some or even all of these artists on the same stage. Wouldn't it be great for them to get together again today, maybe do a tour, trading songs and backing each other up? And given the strength of their new material, it would be a rare time when a bunch of veterans wouldn't have to make it all about the good old days.
Why does everybody want to talk about the good old? Why does everybody want to talk about the good old? Why does everybody want to talk about the good old days?
Steve Hockman covers pop music for the Los Angeles Times and other publications and writes the global music column Around the World for Spinner.com. He reviewed the new albums by Danny and Dusty, Peter Case, John Doe, and Johnette Napolitano. That's our show for this week. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Aracho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Dave Freeman, Howard Gelman, and Jim Bennett. Our interns are Danny Vernon, Katie Stanford, and Lita Martinez. Producers are Victoria Malion, Rory Gallagher, and Erica Kelly. Our editors, Kat Snow and Pat Flynn. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Craig Miller. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's summer. Have fun this weekend. This is the California Report.